タラッタッタッタッタララタラッタッタッタッタララタラッタッタッタッタララタタララタラタラタラタタ。
Hello and welcome. I'm Helen.
And I'm Caroline.
And we love to sew. This is a podcast for makers where we talk about sewing a handmade wardrobe and bring you interviews with inspiring creatives and small business owners in our community.
This week we are chatting about curvy sewing, plus size sewing, fat sewing, whatever you want to call it. We are talking about it today. We highlight some of the best curvy sewing resources out there in our community, where to turn to for guidance on plus size pattern selection, sewists and bloggers to follow, and fitting adjustments you might encounter along the way.
May I call you Jiggly?
This episode of Love to Sew is brought to you by Lola, made by women for women and bringing you 100% organic cotton feminine care products.
Get 30% off your $5 trial set today. Visit mylola.com and enter Love to Sew 30 to get started. That's mylola.com, code Love to Sew 30. Thank you to Grammarly for supporting Love to Sew. Grammarly is a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective.
Start writing confidently by going to grammarly.com/love to sew to get 20% off a Grammarly premium account today. That's grammarly.com/love to sew for 20% off a premium account. And now, on to the show.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Caroline.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Oh, well, I'm also very good. So there.
I'm very, very, very good.
Pepper's doing it again. She put her head on my lap.
Oh, it's her new thing.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite thing.
I know. It's like a little warm head on your lap.
Yeah. Who? Just like, hey, I don't need any attention. I just wanted to be here for you if you need me.
Yeah.
It's true. Very cute.
Yeah. What's going on? You have some news to share.
I do have some news to share. If you're one of our patrons, you will have already heard this news, but Blackbird Fabrics is moving.
Wait, didn't you just move like last year or something?
Yes, we're moving again. So we've been in our current space just over a year. And if you've been following along on Instagram, you might have noticed that we are bursting at the seams. We just don't have enough space for all the cutting tables that we need to keep up with fulfillment. It was just getting to the point where we really needed more space, and I found an amazing warehouse just down the road. So if you're local and you take workshops with us, don't worry, we're not going far. This new space has a dedicated workshop space. It has a mezzanine. We're going to put our offices. We have our own little photography area and tons of space for fabric. So much runway to grow.
You could literally put a runway in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we might. It really does feel like it's going to be like our forever office. At least for the next 5 years.
I think it is. It's very cool. It's a proper warehouse space. Yeah. I love the mezzanine because you can actually look down on the area that people will be cutting the fabrics and things. And the workshop space is just so cute with the windows. Yeah. It's perfect.
It has tons of potential. And I just can't wait to move. The whole team, we're so psyched to move in January.
Yeah.
Now we're just recovering from Black Friday, getting all the Black Friday orders out. And that's been huge. Thank you to anybody that ordered during Black Friday. It was so successful, so amazing. We did some fun stories where we showed like the process of the orders getting out, and it was crazy. At one point you could see like this sea of fabric just covering every surface in our office, and people really liked seeing that. It was really fun.
I really enjoyed seeing those, especially the one where you're loading the Canada Post truck and it's just full of Blackbird packages.
He was like, I don't think we can fit all of that in my truck, and we were like, oh, we're gonna make it fit. And we like got into the truck and started like reorganizing because he was not using his space efficiently.
Oh my gosh. I know. I saw Paige in the truck and I was like, is that allowed? Are you allowed to get in the post truck?
No, he was being really cool about it. And anyway, so that's been crazy. And then we're taking some time off for Christmas. And then when we get back, we're going to start packing to move. So exciting month ahead. I can't wait. And I'm super happy about it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big step.
Yeah. It feels like a big deal. It's going to be great. Oh my What's gosh. Going on with you?
Not too much. I'm having a relatively relaxing December, just working on some stuff for the new year. But since this is our curvy sewing episode, I wanted to mention that I'm working on getting the new sizes out for Avery and Elliot for first thing in January. We're testing that this weekend, and I'm so excited. I think it's going to be amazing. So stay tuned for those if you've been waiting. Also, Suki is coming as well, hopefully February, fingers crossed. I don't like to promise things, but I promise.
Maybe just in time for Valentine's Day.
That's the whole idea, you know, a little gift for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's exciting. And I know our curvy listeners out there will appreciate that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That's super exciting. And then you're going to be done. That'll be your whole size, whole line in the new size range, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? It was one of my goals to do it in 2019. Didn't quite make it, but I'm really proud of everything we accomplished this year. We got some new patterns out with our new sizing, as well as some of the old ones. So I feel like it's a win all around. Q1 2020, I'm going to get it done.
Good for you. That's a ton of work. And you've been working really, really hard. So if you didn't get it done in 2019, it's because it just wasn't possible.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk all about curvy sewing today because we realized we didn't have like a dedicated episode on the topic. Caroline and I both identify as curvy sewists, and we know that a lot of people coming into the community, new sewists, sometimes the reason they're coming is because they're having trouble finding clothes that fit them in stores. They want to try making their own clothes. So having an episode dedicated to the subject is really important to us. And we were like, hey, why don't we have one already?
It really is. And when we realized we didn't have one, we were like, what? And
what happened there?
We need to rectify that immediately.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this episode. There's so much good stuff in here.
Me too. But first, we have a message from Deborah from Tennessee.
Woohoo!
I love your podcast, and I'm slowly going through the episodes. I almost can't listen to it when I'm at work because I'm taking so many notes from the podcast versus, you know, actually working. Just wanted to ask a quick question. I know that in patterns, they've already figured out where to put the darts and the notches. However, I'm not one that can read and follow a pattern very well at times. More of a let's wing it and see what happens kind of person. But sometimes I wonder, how do you know when you need to make an adjustment or what kind of adjustment the garment needs to fit better? What are some key signals that tell us we need a full bust adjustment or this needs an adjustment in the belly? I know a lot of it comes from experience, but as a beginner, I'm rather lost trying to figure out how to do the adjustment. Any help on this would be helpful. Love your show.
I feel like we addressed this briefly last week with Linda Lee, where we were asking her, how do you know when you need to make adjustments?
Yes.
And it can be tricky, especially if it's a new to you pattern company or a new to you style of pattern.
Or if you're a new sewist.
Yeah, definitely. But we have some tips.
Absolutely. The first thing you want to look at is the size chart and the finished garment measurements chart. So you want to compare your measurements and where you are in that size chart to the finished garment measurements for that size. And if things aren't really adding up, or if, you know, there's not any ease where you think there should be ease, or there's maybe too much ease, more than you think you would like. Ease is just the amount of excess that's around your body. Comparing those two charts can give you a lot of information right off the bat. And sometimes it can help you realize, hey, I need an adjustment. For example, on the Elliott sweater I'm working on, I was working on it today, so it came to mind. I've got a bicep measurement in there. So you can measure your bicep and then you can look at the finished garment measurement, bicep measurement. And if it's smaller than your bicep, then you know you need a full bicep adjustment.
That's amazing. I love that you're giving bicep measurements.
Yeah, it's super helpful, especially that was, you know, one of the things that I got feedback on when I started doing my new sizes is people in the curvier size range want to know the bicep measurement because arm size can vary a lot in the upper size ranges. So
love it. The other thing that you can look for is drag lines. Drag lines tend to point to an issue, so they will show you the way. And a lot of the time you can get a book like Fit for Real People where you can sort of compare your drag lines to what you're seeing, you know, in the book and try to figure out what the issue is. Of course, there's always Instagram, the hive mind. Use the hashtag #SewingSOS and see if you can get some help from people on Instagram. It's a great place to get, you know, assistance with fitting issues. Workroom Social also has a Name That Drag Line series. I believe it's on her Instagram stories. And that was a really fun one. I learned a lot from watching those stories.
So yeah, I really love that too.
There are tons of resources for identifying drag lines.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing you can look for once you have your muslin or wearable muslin is discomfort. Clothes should not feel restrictive. You know, they can feel, you know, snug or form fitting, but are they restricting your body movement? Your arms should be able to move in all the directions that they're supposed to move, and your legs, and you're supposed to be comfortable and be able to drive your car, reach your steering wheel, pick up your kids, you know, all those fun things. So make sure that your clothes are not restricting you. They should be freeing you to mm-hmm. do all the things.
I'm wearing my Pona jacket right now, and I can move my arms. Well, there's a garment
that's not restricted
everywhere. Definitely. Yeah, those are really good tips. Let us know how you make out, Deborah. And we also have a voicemail from Rachel.
Hi, Helen, Caroline. This is Rachel from Austin, Texas. I'm Rachel Ann Soes on Instagram. And I am currently listening to your episode all about Will You Sew This For Me? It kind of made me laugh because I am currently in the middle of a huge commission for Black Friday weekend. So it's just funny because I'm doing the thing that you're talking about. And it just made me think because I've never done anything like this before, this commission I'm working on. And I'm doing it because I basically threw out a number to a friend, and this friend who asked me, and she said yes. And I'm making $2,000 to fund my sewing for like the next year, which that may be a lot for somebody, that may be not a lot for somebody based on what they spend every year on sewing. But just the interesting thought that a few weeks of work for me is a way for me to build my skill set on new types of projects, like I'm making leather bags, and also to fund my sewing. I just consider it paid R&D, which is pretty great. So my second thought, in your podcast, you were talking a lot about different ways about how to say no and ways to explain it and this. It got me thinking about our age of consent and our age of saying no. And I think just saying, no, I don't do that, or no, I don't want to do that is enough. I don't think that it's necessary for us to explain ourselves or make excuses or beat around the bush with somebody or try to get them to see it our way. I think those are maybe polite ways of doing it. I think just saying, that's not a thing I'm into, is plenty. So it just got me thinking about how we do that. So food for thought. So thank you so much for all your excellent work, and we appreciate you. Bye.
Thank you, Rachel. Oh, I love both of your points. First of all, an excellent way to fund your sewing. What a great way to look at it.
True.
Do a lot of work up front, you get the goods, and then you're good to go for the next year, and you got a good experience out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really do agree with you in terms of saying no and just having that be enough. I feel like that's something with our generation and also just women in general. We feel like we need to explain ourselves a lot more than men, I think. And I don't know. I feel like it is enough. A lot of the time when I'm writing emails, I tend to be really wordy, and then I have to look back and like remove a bunch of, you know, explaining myself, feeling like I need to justify my answer. Yeah. But it really is okay to just say, no, thanks, I'm not interested, and leave it at that.
Right.
Even if it might feel awkward, I think it'll get easier the more you do it.
It might be the Canadians in us too.
That's true.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry there. Didn't see there. Sorry.
Sorry, eh?
All right, let's get into the show. As we said, we've talked a lot about curvy sewing over the years. I can't believe I can say years plural about years. The show, but over the years, we haven't had a full episode on the topic. So curvy sewing to us is sewing for bodies that don't fit into a standard size range. And of course, the word standard varies a little bit. And thankfully, in the sewing community this year, at least, things have really shifted and have started to change. So we're excited to talk about that today, too.
Yeah. And curvy sewing can be called plus size sewing, fat sewing, or our preference, just sewing.
Yeah, curvy sewing isn't really any different from sewing. I mean, there are some specific resources that can really help sewists who identify as curvy or plus size. And we want to share those today, but we also don't want to put people in two camps.
Yeah.
We're all just sewists.
We are.
And we're all just sewing.
This episode isn't just for those who are in the larger size spectrum. It's a discussion about change in our community and a celebration of all of our unique bodies. So I feel like anyone can listen to this episode and benefit from it.
Yes, I totally agree.
So first off, I feel like we should share our own personal experience with curvy sewing and maybe any tips that we would have just off the top for our listeners and any obstacles that we've overcome over the years of sewing for our own bodies. So why don't you start us off, Helen?
Sure. I mean, I've always been at the top end of ready-to-wear sizing. So shopping for clothes has always been a little bit dicey and not the best feeling in the world for me. And that's part of the reason why I got back into sewing and why I really love sewing. But right now, I'm out of the sizes for many stores and also out of the sizes for a lot of pattern companies, too. And sewing has always been a way to really own my size and make things that feel amazing on me. And I feel the importance of that and the impact that that has had on me. And I really want other people to have that experience too, which is part of the reason why I've upgraded my sizing this year. And a lot of other companies have too. And we're going to talk about that a bit later. But as far as tips for people, I think when it comes to curvy sewing and curvy fashion, my biggest tip is stay true to your style and stay true to yourself and how you want to dress, because you see a lot of comments, hear a lot of comments out there, people saying, you know, oh, I can't wear that. It's just for skinny people, or that's just going to make me look larger than I am. And it's not really true. Remember that those thoughts are like stemming from the fact that there's a huge lack of representation in regular media, mainstream media, and even in smaller niche areas like the sewing community, where you might not see women of your size wearing that cool, trendy thing that you want to try. And so you don't believe that you can wear it. But of course you can. Mm-hmm. If you want to wear it, you can. And you will look just as good in it as anybody else if you feel confident and you enjoy wearing it. Mm-hmm. And my other tip is don't dwell too much on patterns that don't fit, because there's more options now, because more pattern companies are opening up their sizing. You don't have to dwell on things that don't fit you. You can just move on. And if you want to shoot that designer a message and let them know that you're interested in their patterns and that you'll be the first in line when they do increase their size range, that's great. But don't let that stop you from getting started with sewing. Go with a company that really has you in mind and appreciates you as a customer.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with everything you just said. For me, I think I identify pretty similarly to you in terms of sizing. I've always been at the top of pattern size ranges. When I started sewing, you know, a lot of pattern companies only went up to like a size 16. And I, at that time, was at the top of that range. And now we're seeing more, you know, 20, 22s. And again, I'm at the top of that range now. But, you know, that's okay, because more and more there are pattern companies popping up that are catering to the larger size range. It's also been really empowering for me to kind of figure out how to fit patterns to my body over the years. Like, it's pretty rare to find a pattern that will fit me right out of the envelope, especially if there are fitted elements in the pattern. Now I know exactly the adjustments I need to make for a pair of jeans, or exactly the adjustments I need to make for a jacket. And that is super awesome. So my top tip for that is just don't give up. You can get there too. It could take a little while to kind of learn your body, learn those adjustments, figure out that drafting element where you're making adjustments to a flat pattern, but you can do it. You can get there. And it's so awesome when you get to the point where you kind of know just those little quirks about your body where you have to make those adjustments to patterns. And that's okay. Everybody does it. You just have to learn your own unique body. Another thing I wanted to say was not to get discouraged when something isn't drafted for your body type. You know, putting aside the fact that I might be sized out of a lot of, you know, pattern size ranges, a lot of the time I find that patterns aren't really drafted for my body type, because I am actually a few sizes larger in my hips than I am in my torso. And sometimes, like, the style of a pattern, let's say, is drafted super straight up and down, and I can't even wrap my head around how I would change that to make it work for me. It's not a question of whether I think it'll look good on me or not. I know I can look good in that pattern. I just have to figure out how to make it work, you know, for my shape. And for that, I would say hold out for the pattern that's drafted for you and the pattern that's going to work for your body. Like, don't expect every pattern to be drafted for your body, and that's okay. That's why there's so many pattern companies out there. That's why we can never have too many pattern companies out there. And I think a lot of the time it's worth the wait to wait for that, just that right jumpsuit to come along. That's like, you know, the style that's going to feel amazing and look amazing on you, or just that right pair of jeans. You know, if what you're finding isn't working, just hold off. And, you know, there's so many new pattern companies coming out. So I feel like you're going to find what you need one day.
I like that tip. It makes me think about pattern hacking too, because if you have patterns in your arsenal already that you know fit you, chances are you can modify them to look like another pattern out there. So totally. Give it a shot.
Yeah, the thing that comes to mind for me is the like boiler suit trend. And I really have wanted to make this like boiler suit for so long, but I've yet to find a pattern that I feel like I can make it work for my body, because they're drafted so straight up and down. So I'm just waiting for somebody to come out with a boiler suit that has just like a bit of a curvier shape to it so that I feel like I can wear it and, you know, have it fit and be comfortable, you know?
Yeah, it's coming, I'm sure. I feel like that we're going to see some boiler suits in 2020. I don't have any in my plan, but, you know, maybe take a pair of pants and a top and put them together.
It's true. I could probably make it work for myself with hacking as well.
So. Or we need a love to sew boiler suit pattern.
Yeah. I've talked about it enough.
This episode of Love to Sew is brought to you by Lola, made by women for women and bringing you 100% organic cotton feminine care products. Lola gives women peace of mind about what they're putting in their bodies because Lola period products are 100% organic cotton. No toxins, dyes, or chlorine bleach.
Did you know that the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their tampons? Most of them don't. Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes.
We both got to try Lola, and first of all, we thought the packaging was adorable. It's something you actually want to see in your bathroom. You even have a box of Lola on display in the Blackbird Fabrics washroom for your visitors, don't you?
Yes, I do. My employees too, and it's running low, so I'm going to have to re-up on that. And it's never been easier to try Lola and switch to natural period products. Lola offers two trial sets, each with a mix of period products. When you purchase a trial set, you'll be auto-subscribed to full boxes of both products starting the following month. Lola will send you a reminder email before your subscription officially starts, so it's a risk-free way to try the products before making a monthly commitment.
Get 30% off your $5 trial set today visiting mylola.com and enter the code LOVETOSEW30 to redeem the offer. That's mylola.com, code LOVETOSEW30.
We also wanted to talk a little bit about the changes this year in the community because there have been a lot of changes over the year.
Yeah, it's in a short amount of time, we've seen a huge shift. I mean, I've only been really actively participating in this community for maybe 5 or 6 years and haven't seen any real movement in the plus size sewing ranges until now. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's like a landslide. So,
yeah.
I mean, kudos to everyone who has been, I mean, let's be real, constantly asking for it and trying to make it happen. And now here we are. It's finally happening. It's very exciting.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, think about it. As a beginner in particular, it can be discouraging when you don't know how to make like necessary changes to a garment, or you start sewing and you try a few things and it doesn't work out. But imagine if on top of that, like there wasn't even a size for you, how discouraging that would be.
Yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't even think about it. Like as a beginner, you go pattern shopping and you're like, yeah, of course it's going to come in my size. But it's such a roadblock if you realize that, oh, that pattern that I love doesn't come in my size.
Yeah. And
that really sucks. So I'm really excited that more and more pattern companies are adding more sizes.
Yeah. So in terms of what kind of size shifts we're actually seeing, as you mentioned, like patterns used to only go up to like a 16 or 18, if you can believe that. And then in the last few years, we've seen a shift to the top end being more like a 20, 22, sometimes 24. But this year, many designers are going up to 28 or 30.
And beyond.
And beyond,
Some up to a 34 I've seen. Like, it's so awesome.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You can never be fully inclusive. There's always going to be people on either end of that spectrum. So it's something to keep in mind for new designers out there. You can go even higher. You can go like a very specific size range if you only want to do curvier plus sizes, or maybe you only want to do petite patterns. Like there is room for specializing as well.
Oh yeah.
And I hope to see even more of that happening in the years to come.
Yeah, I would love to see more and more companies just opening their doors with a curvy size range, like only catering to those plus size sewists, because there are so few companies that have only the plus size sewist in mind. I feel like that's a real untapped market. There are only a few companies that are doing that. So if you're thinking about opening a pattern business, hot tip.
So a lot of indie pattern companies like myself are going back and updating some of their more popular designs with new size ranges, maybe updating their whole collection if they're able to. And this is taking some time. And as a pattern designer, I can say that it does take time. Yeah. It's not quite as simple as, you know, tacking on a couple more sizes and hitting publish on the product. There's a whole process involved and you want to make sure that you're doing it right. And I think a lot of indie pattern designers feel that way also and are giving it the attention it deserves. Mm-hmm. And so it is taking some time, but as long as, you know, things are coming out regularly and things are happening, I think that's all positive.
Definitely. So why has it been important for your business to include added size range?
I mean, when I started my business, I will say that I just followed along with what other companies were doing. Mm-hmm. And at the time, that was 2022. And I was like, great, I'll do that too.
2022?
2022 is in sizes, oh, not the year.
Sorry.
In 2015, it was 2022.
That was not the year. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, this is when you guys all find out that I'm from the future. I blew my cover.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was size 2022 when I started. That was the most popular upper end of the size range. So I decided to go with that. And it really didn't take me too long to realize that it wasn't enough because I was seeing so many inspiring sewists in the community that didn't fit into my mold and having some important conversations with fellow sewists and bloggers about size ranges and how non-inclusive they are and how many people struggle to fit inside. Or, you know, even if your upper body is in the size range, but your lower body isn't, that can be really challenging. So I started planning new sizes for my Blackwood cardigan around the summer of 2018. And I'm really glad I did because I learned a lot in the process and I got to connect with my customers on a deeper level and really talk with them and hear how they felt and what they wanted in a curvy size range or what they wanted in a sewing pattern company in general and how they wanted to be treated and how they wanted people to talk about sewing and be more inclusive, not only with sizing, but also the language that we're using and the way that we are approaching the community and bringing everybody in. So that was good, not only for the new size range, but just for the business in general, I think for the podcast as well. So overall, like a very positive experience. Mm-hmm. And I do have an article on my website that I wrote about my curvy sewing survey that I did and the end results of that survey. If you're interested in what people had to say, either as a customer or as a designer, I think it's incredibly valuable as well. And it's amazing to see so many other bodies represented in my testing groups and my customer base as well. It just makes me really happy. I love seeing all the makes and I'm really proud of my decision to make all the new sizes because every day that decision is making me happy.
Oh, I'm really proud of you too. I think it was such a good decision. It's been really fun to watch you go through this process. You've been fearless about it. I feel like it would have been so easy to make excuses and say like, oh, it's going to be too much time, too expensive, too difficult. But you just went for it because you knew it was really important. And I think that's really awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. And I think from a business perspective, the opportunity also to re-promote patterns and revisit designs that maybe have been on the market for a little while but aren't seeing so many makes anymore, those are really great patterns. And you can give them an update if you need to, other than just the sizing, if you want to update the instructions or maybe you want to add like a different sleeve option or something. I think you could do lots of fun things with pattern updates and it just gives you the opportunity to re-promote things, which means you're not designing from scratch, which hopefully will save you some time and you'll be able to make some money on the relaunch as well. And all of this being said, I don't think that every single pattern company needs to do all the sizes. I don't think if you're out there listening, you're like, I really just want to focus on my customer base that I have and I'm happy doing that, then I think that's okay. I think that there are lots of companies that are going to do it and it's all about whether or not the decision is right for you. And as I said before, I hope to see more companies catering to just plus sizes. I hope to see companies catering to pear shapes. I hope to see companies catering to petite bodies. All sorts of different things I feel like there's room for. So if you're out there thinking about a pattern company that's unique to where you are in the size range, I think that's okay.
Yeah. I love that those like companies that approach things from like a niche perspective.
Yeah.
Isn't it So DIY that does like patterns for taller people as well? Because she has the whole sewing tall hashtag, Beth from So DIY. So I love that whole idea of just focusing in on a niche and going for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you? What's your reaction to seeing new sizes in pattern design? And like, are you representing those on your website when you see new fabrics? Are you trying to showcase a broader range of pattern designers and a broader range of sizes?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's so exciting to see more and more pattern companies add extra sizes to their range. It means that I fit into more patterns. So selfishly, I'm really happy about that. And I also love this whole kind of trickle down effect of just seeing more representation in the models that designers are using for their patterns. And I just think it's really awesome to just see more bodies represented in the sewing community all around because of this movement. movement that's been happening this year. I also wanted to acknowledge that Seamwork magazine has had an excellent size range for quite a while. We haven't mentioned them yet, but they have so many patterns in their library. So if you're a beginner just starting out, that's a great place to start for, you know, finding patterns. They have just a lot of different styles available. Hashtag not sponsored, but like if you wanted to sign up, you can just pay a small fee per month and get access to patterns. And it's just a really great system when you're just starting out. But in terms of Blackbird, we definitely make a conscious effort to always include some pattern suggestions for patterns that have a more inclusive size range. And we also try to represent a wide range of bodies on our Instagram when we're reposting projects and showing pattern suggestions and style inspiration. That's super important to us. We're always thinking about it. We're always talking about it in the office. So I think it's important for all companies to at least try to represent all bodies as much as possible.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. It doesn't stop with just the sizes. And I think I've noticed a shift in that as well. And a lot more Instagram accounts are becoming more inclusive. And that's great because it's always wonderful to see a wide range represented and to feel like we really are part of a diverse community.
Definitely.
So not only are there indie pattern companies working on more inclusive sizing, but sewists in the community are fully getting on board with this. And a lot of sewing challenges are striving to open up their requirements so that everyone can participate. You know, we used to see a lot of challenges that were specific to a certain pattern or a pattern company, which would often restrict a lot of people from participating. And now I think we see way more that are open to any pattern or at least provide some options so that it can be more inclusive and that everyone can participate, which is so important.
Yeah, definitely. I also have to mention Rachel from, she's Minimalist Machinist on Instagram. She challenged sewists recently in the community to share their measurements in their profile description on Instagram. She calls it the measurements movement. And I think this is so beneficial because it helps other sewists to understand how their measurements compare to the measurements of others. So imagine everybody is putting their measurements in their profile. You can go see what size they are and really easily see, is their body similar to mine? Are their proportions similar? Maybe you find your body double and then you can, you know, follow them and see what they're making. And it's like seeing garments on your own body on Instagram. It's just such a great idea. And I also think it's just taking away that shame out of the numbers. A lot of us don't, you know, we're almost programmed to keep those measurements, you know, our weight and our body measurements close and not share that. And I don't think it should be that way. I don't think there should be any stigma around that. So I feel like we should all just share. If you're comfortable, put it out there. And it's just a really awesome movement. So good job, Rachel, on that.
I love it.
And you can even use the hashtag, I don't know how to explain this, but it's like you would put B with your bust measurement, W with your waist measurement, H with your hip measurement in a hashtag so that you can find other people with the same measurements as
Whoa.
You, which is like super granular, but I feel like if a lot of people do it, it could be really awesome.
Yeah, it could be like the city hashtag thing, which did actually work for a lot of people and they were able to find sewing friends.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So hashtag B42, W33 or whatever it is. And you just go from there. Maybe don't put inch symbols. I don't know.
Yeah, we're putting it would be just the numbers in Imperial. But you can go to Rachel Minimalist Machinist's Instagram profile to check it out. And we'll do some links in the show notes for you guys. I didn't explain that very well, but I feel like it's just a really awesome movement on Instagram. So I had to share. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a writing assistant that makes you look and sound smarter. They help people show their best selves through writing and are available across platforms including online browser extension, desktop editor, and mobile keyboard checker. You can get it on iOS, Android, Windows, or Mac.
The whole Love to Sew podcast team uses Grammarly Premium and we love it. It's so cool that it analyzes your writing not only for correctness, but also for tone and readability, and it will tell you if your email comes across as serious or fun. It's so hard to convey tone over email, but Grammarly makes it really easy.
I've used Grammarly for years for spelling and grammar, but I actually feel like I'm learning how to write better now that I'm using the premium features. It can help you stop making email typos on your phone, sound more professional at work, or even polish your resume to get that new job.
Grammarly helps me write better blog posts too. It always knows where to put commas, when to add apostrophes, and it assists me with my spelling too. Go to grammarly.com/lovetosew to get 20% off your Grammarly premium account today. That's grammarly.com/lovetosew for 20% off your Grammarly premium account. Thanks, Grammarly.
Thanks. All right. We need to round up some just general resources, solid go-tos for our listeners out there who just want to get right to it and get the info.
Definitely. I think the best place to start as a curvy sewist is the Curvy Sewing Collective. It's been running for quite a long time, and it's hosted by a group of bloggers in the sewing community who are curvy sewists. They're interested in sharing information about the curvy sewing community, and they do things like how to do bust adjustments, which fabrics to choose, how to measure yourself, pattern throwdowns, where they'll review a series of patterns and highlight the pros and cons of each pattern. They also have a really cool series called Same Pattern, Different Bodies, where they show sewists wearing their finished make of the same pattern so you can see what it looks like on different sizes.
Love it. Such a great collective, such a great website. I think they have a Facebook group, they have an Instagram account, they have a blog, so tons to go on there. And they also send out a newsletter to share more curvy sewing news, lots of curvy inspiration on their Instagram. So go and check them out. Make sure you're following them. In a similar style, the House of Curves is a collaboration of plus size sewing bloggers that includes past guest Aronica Cole, who contributes blog posts to the site. They have blog posts that focus on body positivity, pattern reviews. They also provide sewing inspiration posts for the upcoming season. They have a great roundup of free curvy sewing patterns marked on their website too. On their social, they do spotlights on curvy sewists every week, and they also host challenges and just generally act as another great curvy sewing hub.
Yeah, that one I think started either this year or last year, but it's fairly new and it's been crushing it.
Yeah.
So good.
Sounds so like regal. House of Curves.
House of Curves.
Love it. I want to be in that house.
So you are. I don't think you need to ask permission. I think they'd love to have you.
Cool. I accept.
All right. Along with those collectives or groups that are advocating for curvy sewing out there, there's so many great blogs to follow. So some of our faves, we already mentioned Aronica Cole. We did do a whole episode with her in September, but her blog is The Needle and the Bell. And we just, I mean, I love following her.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
Too. She's so gorgeous.
Yeah. Every time she pops up in my Instagram feed, I'm like, oh my gosh. It's awesome. Yeah. Also past guest Jenny Rushmore of Cashmerette Patterns. There's a blog over on Cashmerette where she shares lots of great things. She also has a ton of really awesome e-courses, even some on Blueprint, I think, but lots on her own website. So there's just lots to learn from her. And she has a really cool accent, which I very much enjoy listening to. Every time she pops up in my stories, I'm like, I'll listen to Jenny. She's so great.
Yeah, she's just a really talented boss babe, and she's got a ton of knowledge to share.
Yeah, so she really does.
She's one you need to follow.
Yeah.
And also, if you want to go back and listen to episode 2,
episode two or three
was our interview with Jenny. So go back and hear baby Helen and Caroline.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I want to hear that, but you can if you want. Yeah. Another blog that comes to mind is So Pretty in Pink by Andy. She sews a ton and shares all of her makes on there. And she also has a chronic illness called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And she talks a lot about it on her Instagram and on her blog and being disabled, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. So check her out at So Pretty in Pink on Instagram.
Yeah, there's also The Green Violet. That's Megan. Megan shares great photos and details of her makes on her blog. Megan also teaches sewing classes locally in New Mexico, which is so cool. You can go meet her in person. And she is at The Green Violet on Instagram.
Another person that we absolutely adore is Carolyn from Diary of a Sewing Fanatic. We had her on the show last year. She's been blogging for over 10 years, and she's a 60-plus sewist and a person of color who sews, and she's at Diary of a Sewing Fanatic on Instagram.
Yeah, and then there's Leanne. She is Thready For It on Instagram, and she's super inspiring. She doesn't post as regularly on her blog, but everything she does is amazing, so we had to plug her in here.
I adore her. She's tested all of my curvy patterns. Cairns, and she takes such beautiful photos. She lives in a much warmer climate than me, so I'm always really jealous when I see her pictures.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a great sense of color and print, and she has a lot of fun with her sewing.
Awesome.
Okay, we're going to rattle off a few more because we can't gush about every single person, but Meg from Meg Made Sewing.
Sierra Burrell.
Jacqueline Cieslak.
Shannon, she's Rare Device on Instagram.
Jenna Ingalls, who's at The Lady Who Lunches.
Tanya, we had her on the podcast as well. She's Tanya Miley on Instagram.
Jillian Whitcomb from Crafting a Rainbow and Meg McCarthy from Cooking and Crafting. I mean, two of my blog heroes. Love you both.
And of course, we mentioned her earlier, Rachel Minimalist Machinist, the, you know, founder, starter of the measurements movement. Really, really love following her. And she's almost my body double. That's how I first discovered her. She messaged me on Instagram and was like, what are your measurements? I think we're the same size. And we're really close. So she has awesome style. I love following her and seeing what she makes.
That's great. Jess, who's at Fat Bobbin Girl, and Layla, who's at Layla Sews. We're going to talk a little bit more about them later because they're doing a cool collab.
Yes. Mary Rockcastle, she's Sablecraft on Instagram. Gorgeous photos. I love all her makes. She's amazing.
Whitney Franklin, who's at Whitney Knits on Instagram.
And Haley Glenn, she's Haley Sews. She's on the Seamwork team. Super gorgeous, curvy sews. I can't stop gushing about people. I know we said we were going to just go back and forth, but I'm like, I got to add those things in. I love them all.
Obviously, we can't go on and on, but we are going to put a post on Instagram. We're going to ask you to tag your favorite curvy sewist in the community so that we can follow more people and yes, get a good solid list going.
Definitely. Okay, we also have some hashtag suggestions. As we've mentioned before in our socializing episodes, that's episode 5 and 79, using hashtags is a great way to find other sewists and makers online. So some of our favorites are curvy sewing. That's over 18,000 posts. So that's a really great place to start.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag plus size sewing has over 13,000 posts.
Hashtag sew my size, about 1,000.
Hashtag fat sewing has about 600 posts.
And there's some smaller hashtags, but they're still bumping. Plus size sewist, me made plus size, and Berta style plus.
Yes.
But also let us know your favorite hashtags.
Yeah, maybe there's one that we're missing.
Definitely. I'm sure there is.
And for challenges during Me Made May, you can join in the challenge and use some additional hashtags to find some curvy sewist during Me Made May. So Me Made May, whatever year it is, plus. So for next year, it'll be Me Made May 20 plus, hashtag Me Made May plus, and hashtag MM May plus.
Yes. And then there's also 12 patterns plus 2019 that took place this year on Facebook and Instagram. It's all about sewing one pattern a month dedicated to curvy and plus size sewists. We're unsure whether this is taking place in 2020, but we wanted to plug it because it's such a great challenge.
Mm-hmm. Also, Sew My Style 2019 had a good range of pattern sizing. And I think Sew My Style 2020 is shaping up to be super awesome. There's some new coordinators. I'm going to be featuring one of my patterns in October. So I'm really excited about that. But so far, I've been just so unbelievably impressed with the organizers for 2020. So I'm hoping that Sew My Style 2020 is going to be ballin'.
Awesome. Okay, let's talk about patterns and maybe more generally pattern companies to look to for extended sizing. So the Curvy Sewing Collective has a great roundup of all the pattern companies that include inclusive sizing, which we will link in the show notes. There are well over 50 pattern companies mentioned, both indie pattern designers and the big four.
I think if you're new to curvy sewing, Cashmerette is a great place to start. They have good instructions, good tutorials, a lot of variety in the garments from workout gear to cocktail dresses, and of course, the cup sizing, which is super helpful.
Yeah. The big four also have plus size patterns, so check those out.
And there's a lot of companies that have some patterns in new sizes and others that already have had inclusive sizing. So we're going to rattle off some for you now. Friday Pattern Company.
Megan Nielsen Patterns.
Patterns for Pirates.
Paper Theory.
So DIY.
LB Textiles.
So Liberated.
Allie Olson.
Grainline Studio.
Closet Case Patterns.
Chalk and Notch.
Layla Jane Patterns.
Rad Patterns.
SBCC Patterns.
Tuesday Stitches.
Wardrobe by Me.
Seamwork.
100 Acts of Sewing.
And True Bias.
See, I didn't add any tidbits, even though I wanted to.
And we're probably missing loads. So again, comment, let us know who your favorite curvy pattern companies are, and we will do more roundups, more resource gathering, all that good stuff. And I know we're going to see more in 2020 because I know personally a lot of pattern designers out there, and the conversations are happening. People are making moves and they're doing things. So yes, we're just going to see more of this in 2020. It's so exciting.
Ooh, we mentioned earlier that we wanted to talk a little bit about a collaboration between Jess and Layla.
Yes.
So Jess of Fat Bobbin Girl, she's Fat Bobbin Girl on Instagram. She has a blog called Broad in the Seams, and she has tons of roundups on there of free plus size sewing patterns. I feel like it's super cool that she's rounding up just the curvy free patterns. It's pretty rare to find that. And she does a great job of updating it periodically. Her and Layla Sews on Instagram, they've teamed up to release plus size sewing patterns with the sizing starting where other pattern companies often end their sizing. I love their company. It's super inspiring. They're doing amazing things. The company name is Muna and Broad, and they just dropped an undies period panties pattern that goes up to a 71.5-inch hip.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I love it.
So congrats, girls. You're doing an awesome job, and I can't wait to see what you guys come up with next.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it really is.
Fantastic.
Okay, let's move on to fitting. We're going to be a little bit more general in terms of fitting and hit you up with a ton of resources. We talked about fitting last week with Linda Lee, so we're not going to get too far into it here. But in general, number one is get to know your measurements closely. Take the time to get your measurements right. Blueprint has a great YouTube video with Linda Lee on how to solo measure yourself. So check that out. It's a really good resource. And if your body weight tends to fluctuate, get in the habit of measuring yourself more regularly and just get to know the measurements of the clothing you already have that you like in your wardrobe. This can be a great point of reference for your sewing, especially in terms of like the amount of ease that you might want to have in a pattern or length, whether it be full length or just length of bodice, length of leg. Like using patterns or garments that you have that work for you already, that's a great starting point when you're comparing those measurements to new patterns.
Absolutely. And you can also take multiple sets of measurements. Take your measurements standing up and take your measurements sitting down, because you might need a little bit of extra room when you sit down. And if your body weight does fluctuate a lot, I mean, hands up, because mine does.
Yeah, mine too.
Maybe you want to stick to things that have a bit more of a forgiving fit. Elastic waist, amazing. Even just a partial elastic or something that's going to give you that little bit of wiggle room so you can adjust. A drawstring that you can tie tighter or looser. Almost all my garments have that kind of feature because my weight does fluctuate, and it just makes it so that your garments are going to last you longer.
Also, in terms of fitting, Jenny from Cashmere has a really great e-course called Fitting for Curves. And it's, you know, it covers pattern adjustments for upper body. It covers bust, shoulders, back, arm fitting, and more. Really, really great resource. Had to plug it.
I love it. I mean, I love a good e-course. Yeah. Right? It's affordable. It's fast. You get it right away.
Do it in your own time.
Exactly. Yeah. What's not to like?
Yeah.
Our next tip is be prepared to make a muslin. I mean, I know when you just get started sewing, it can be hard to get over this hurdle of making practice garments, but it does just help so much, especially in your journey, to get to know your body and how garments fit you and how you like them to fit you.
Yeah.
And remember, during your fitting process and your garment making process, we're making clothes to fit us. We're not making our bodies fit the clothes. So try to approach it a little analytically. And if you're getting weird drag lines, or you can't pull things up, or things, you know, are like squishing you in different areas, don't blame your body. Just really try to get out of the habit of that. I know it's a hard one.
Yeah.
We've all been there, but it's really important when you're sewing to just look in the mirror and analyze just what's happening in the garment.
Yeah, absolutely. So specifically for bust adjustment tutorials, you can go to the Curvy Sewing Collective. They have a blog post called The Beginner's Guide for a Full Bust Adjustment. Workroom Social also has a blog post dedicated to making a bust adjustment without underarm or side seam darts. And there are more tutorials out there if you need them. Just search FBA for whatever pattern you're working on. There might even be a specific tutorial for that pattern.
Yeah, or FBA princess seams, FBA raglan sleeve, FBA no darts, FBA knits. I mean, whatever
it is you need. FBA wrap top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you need, there's probably someone that's written something. And if not, maybe you could be that someone.
Yeah.
For pants fitting adjustment, we love the Closet Case Patterns blog posts with all of the helpful visuals for pants fitting, help you troubleshoot those weird frown lines or smiley lines in the crotch area. And also the thighs. I mean, that whole area down there can be a bit of a minefield when it comes to fitting because there's so many different things happening. But I have referred to that article many times. It's super helpful.
Oh, yeah. Seamwork also has a blog post dedicated to this, highlighting how to do a full belly adjustment and how to adjust dress for fuller or thinner thighs.
We also recommend Cashmerette's Why Doesn't It Fit sewing checklist. It includes questions like, did you choose the right size? Did you choose the right kind of fabric? And where is it too big or too small? And what's gaping or pulling?
Yeah. Sometimes it's easiest to break it down into like manageable chunks instead of being like, this doesn't fit my body. You could be like, oh, okay, it's the arms or it's the bust or it's the bum. Like, try to pinpoint those issues and then work up from there.
Yeah. One of my favorite fitting things to experiment with, and we've done this together a couple of times, is when you're sewing a muslin, you put it on, it's not working, just cut that muslin open and start pinning in extra fabric or sewing in extra fabric, you know, doing little wedges here and there to make more rooms for your belly or your bum, taking away fabric if necessary. You can do a lot with muslin without having to sew it all perfectly. You can get really creative and kind of treat it almost like you're sculpting something, which can be really cool.
Yeah, that's a fun thing to do with a friend too. Like if you're doing a broad back adjustment, slit up the back and you can really see how much extra fabric you need there and have someone help you measure. But you can do it alone too.
Yeah. And you can get creative with your fitting. You might not need to do exactly what some article tells you to do. If you've got gaping in your arm side, you're like, if I just pinched out a little bit and added a little dart right here, it would be perfect. So do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to do what they say.
It's true.
They be a rebel. People like me.
Be a sewing rebel.
You can be a sewing rebel and put a dart wherever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Also, Fit for Real People is a really great resource. It's a great book. We've mentioned this book on the show before. We highly recommend it. So check it out if you are looking for a fitting book. In closing.
It's already the end.
It's already the end.
I could talk about curvy sewing forever.
Me too. And we can't wait to talk to you about it on Instagram this week and get all of your feedback.
I just thought of someone we didn't mention.
Who?
Wixton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Jenny, we love your patterns.
Yes. Really great size range. And I love her generous ease in her patterns.
Me too.
I feel like a lot of the time when you get into the curvier sizes, you're not finding a lot of like oversized styles because people think like, why would someone curvy want to wear something oversized?
I've noticed that, especially in ready to wear. Like you see, you know, in the advertisement for the garment that the model's got this like super slouchy sweater on and she looks really cute in this oversized sweater.
Yeah.
And then you go in and try it on. It's like tight.
Yeah.
Even though you're wearing the proper size for your body.
And you're like, why can't I also have oversized?
I also want to look like a little fairy nymph in a giant sweater.
Totally. No, I agree. And that's one thing that I think Wixton does, to my liking at least, is she has a lot of ease built into her patterns because she likes that oversized look.
Yeah.
And I do too.
Same.
Great plug. Okay. So we're going to link all of these resources in the show notes as we always do. Feel free to tag us on social media. Let us know your favorite curvy sewing tip, pattern, resource, people to follow. We really want to hear from you. We're going to have tons of conversations going over on Instagram this week. So hit us up.
Yes, please.
And we hope you enjoyed this episode. Now go sew for your beautiful body.
That's it for today's episode of Love to Sew. You can find me, Helen, at helenscloset.patterns.com and Caroline at blackbirdfabrics.com.
We're recording today in Grey, Vancouver, Canada, and you can get in touch with us and get links for everything we talked about in this episode at lovetosewpodcast.com.
If you are enjoying the show and you want to help us out, maybe give us a little holiday present, you can support us on Patreon. Contribute $5 or more a month. You'll get access to our bonus episodes or become a Love to Sew super fan at the $10 a month level, and you'll get an exclusive 15% off discount code for Blackbird Fabrics and Helen's Closet. And I mean, our swag is coming 2020.
Oh my gosh.
So go to patreon.com/love to sew for more info.
Get us a present.
Get us a present.
Just a little present.
Just a little present. You can unsubscribe at any time, you know, just a little,
just a little gift for Christmas. Thank you to our amazing podcast team, Sam Humphrey and Melanie Brister. And thank you all so much for listening. We will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Your body is a wonderland.